I have never been happy with my body. There's always been things I want to change, things I want to do to it, things I wish weren't there. I've also never experienced any body dysmorphia or any real sense that it didn't belong to me. So I'm acutely aware that I have only the most limited understanding of any of the things that you're going through and that you deal with on a day-to-day basis. What I want to tell you is this. I love you. I love you for your personality, for your smile, for what's inside you. I love you and your body. I love your body. And I know that sometimes it might feel like you and your body are two different things. Sometimes it might not. I love you both. I love your body. I love you. I love you, including your body. And I know that there are parts of your body that you hate, that you resent, that you wish weren't there, that you wish were never there, that you were born with, that you feel shouldn't be there, that you weren't born with, that you feel should be there, that you weren't born with but are now there, that don't feel right, that don't feel comfortable. There are perhaps parts of your body that don't fit with what others' expectations might be, but that actually you're fine with. There might be parts of your body that you feel are not quite how you want them to be, but you don't necessarily know what you do want. And what I want to tell you is that all of those things, all of those parts of your body, I see them. And I love you for them, not despite them, not because of necessarily, but they are a part of you. And I know that some of it you maybe don't know if you want to change. And there might be some parts of your body that you have changed and that now you're able to go, Yeah, this is me, this is right, this is how it should be. Or even if it's not how it should be, this feels like it fits. And it may be that there are some things where you'd hoped for that feeling, but it never came. Where you'd hoped after changing or adjusting or altering, you know, that you'd hoped there'd be a moment of, that's better, yeah, there we go, now I feel like I fit in my body, in my skin, but that feeling never came, and that's okay. It's hard, I bet. Jeez, it's hard. And like I say, I don't have experience of that. I don't know what that feels like. But I can see it in your eyes. And I just don't want to change the way that you think or the way that you see yourself. But sometimes I wish I could show you what I see. I wish I could show you how beautiful you are with all of your interesting, different parts, with all of the bits of you that are there, whatever they are. And I want you to know that I would love nothing more right now than to put my hands on your cheeks, look you in the eyes and smile and tell you that I love you and give you a kiss. And I would love to kiss your body, to run my fingers over your skin, because every part of you I adore. And I know that there are parts of your body that you don't really like being touched, certainly not being kissed. But I would love right now to be with you and to lay you down gently and to hold the space so well that you're able to trust that I can hold you and that you're able to be vulnerable with me and that you're able to open and let me run my hands over you and kiss you and show you that every part of your skin is beautiful to me. Every part of your body is beautiful to me. Your scars, your bumps, your lumps, your dips, the bits that are a different shape than you feel like they should be, than you feel like they are inside, the bits that stick out when you wish they didn't, the bits that don't stick out when you wish they would, the bits that are straight when you wish they were curved, the bits that are curved and you wish that they were straight, the bits that are hard that you wish they were soft, and are soft that you wish they were hard. I want to kiss them. I want to kiss all of them. And I want you to feel through my hands how much I love you. And how much all of you is beautiful and is incredible and is so, so worth being here, worthwhile, worth being in my arms. Because baby, you're unbelievable. And I know that you can't see it. I know that sometimes you kind of believe it, and I know that so often you hear completely the opposite from people, even if it's not explicitly said. I know that you experience being shut out, being pushed away, being excluded, being ostracized, being pushed to one side, but baby, I want to gather you up in my arms and pull you in. I want you to feel what I feel for you. Because I don't care. I don't care what body parts you have, baby. I love what you have. I love you. And I wish that I could make you feel that. and I wish that I can help you to really know, to really believe that all of you, all of you, every single bit of you, from your eyebrows to your earlobes to your hip bones to your ankles to your little toenail to your belly button to your third from the top rib, I don't know, like every single bit of you is loved. And I know that there is a lifetime of shame tied up in all of that for you. And there are so many complex emotions that I don't know, that I don't understand, that I think even if I tried really hard to, I'm not gonna get it. It's not my experience. But I hope that you can at least trust that my experience is that you are gorgeous, that your body is gorgeous, that your body is desirable, your body is lovable. Your body is so accepted and valid and welcome. And my dream, you know, my dream is that with me, at least, you can let go a little. And you can trust that I'm not gonna judge. I'm not gonna have any feeling other than desire and love. Because that's what I feel. You're incredible, baby. You're absolutely incredible.